USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House are pushing toward a resolution on the $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package as President Donald Trump urges to get a deal done. Talks also continue to narrow on the so-called Marshall Plan for hospitals, as well as industry loans to airlines and others, all but grounded by the virus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that all sides are very close to the bipartisan resolution. He also said he's instructed committee chairman to assemble draft legislation, putting the price tag at nearly $1.4 trillion. And he also said with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. Negotiations are now focused on providing direct relief to Americans with one-time checks of $1,200, as well as ongoing payroll support and enhanced unemployment benefits for the newly out of work. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A strong earthquake in Croatia caused the evacuation of hospitals and widespread damage, including to the capital's iconic cathedral, all amid a partial coronavirus lockdown. A 15-year-old was reported to be in critical condition and 16 others injured. The European agency EMSC said the earthquake measured 5.3 on the Richter scale and struck just north of the capital. Prime Minister Andrzej Plenković said the earthquake was the biggest in the area in the last 150 years. Hawaii's governor has instituted a mandatory 14-day self-quarantine for all people traveling to the state as part of efforts to fight the spread of coronavirus. It applies to all arrivals at Hawaii airports from the continental United States and international destinations to other private and commercial aircraft. With the majority of Hawaii's COVID-19 cases linked to travel, the governor said it's critical that we further mitigate the spread of the virus both by residents and visitors who are coming in from out of state. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
North Korea continues to test their short-range missiles, and Wendy King has the story.
South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said North Korea has fired two projectiles, which presumed to be short-range ballistic missiles, toward the East Sea. They were fired northeastward from areas near its western county of Sancheon. The South Korean Joint Chief of Staff said the launch was a very inappropriate act at a time when the whole world has been facing difficulties due to the coronavirus pandemic. It's the third weapon test so far this year. Watchers say the projectiles could be the North Korean version of the United States' Army Tactical Missile System. They didn't follow a general parabolic trajectory. The missiles were detected to have shown a more complicated path by doing a so-called pull-up maneuver over the course of the flight.
The Supreme Court reported that the nine justices are healthy and trying to stay that way. They held their regularly scheduled private conference, with some of the justices participating remotely, and those who were in the building did not engage in the tradition of shaking hands. The court plans to issue opinions Monday in cases argued during the fall and winter without taking the bench. The last time that happened was when the court decided Bush versus Gore late in the evening of December 12, 2000, settling the 2000 presidential election in favor of Republican George W. Bush. Six of the nine justices are 65 and older and at a higher risk of getting very sick from the coronavirus, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.